Saturday. Lotto from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock. Raw materials intended to keep the blast furnaces burning at British Steel have arrived in the UK. Ministers have taken over control of the factory in Scunthorpe from its Chinese owner. The supplies have now docked in Lincolnshire and are being unloaded from two ships. Speaking from the port in Immingham, the business secretary, Jonathan Reynolds, says the deal is much better value for the country.
Better value for the taxpayer than offering hundreds of millions of pounds for significant job losses in a way we weren't quite confident that transformation programme would deliver what we needed for the future, or potentially being here today talking to you about thousands of people having lost their jobs with a cost to the Exchequer to support those people at well over £1 billion.
The head of the Unite Union has suggested that Birmingham-style bin strikes could spread to other parts of the country. The walkout set to carry on after refuse collectors voted to reject a new pay offer yesterday. Birmingham City Council says it's made a fair proposal and its door remains open. Sir Alan Bates has urged victims of the Horizon scandal to take the government to court over delays to financial compensation. He believes it will be the quickest way to ensure fairness after missed deadlines. Ministers say they're settling claims at a faster rate than ever. Forecasters are warning heavy rain in parts of the UK could cause flooding and travel disruption later today and into tomorrow. Parts of Scotland and Wales saw up to 26 millimetres of rain last night. And Britain's oldest Indian restaurant could be forced to close in a dispute with the Crown Estate. The Vera Swami, which opened on London's Regent Street in 1926, has been told its lease won't be renewed. The King's property portfolio says it wants to carry out a comprehensive refurbishment of the building. And the weather, rain continuing across central and southern areas this afternoon. Drier in the north with sunny spells, a high of 18 Celsius. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Lucinda Horsley.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Plenty of musical stopovers coming up. The Alhambra, Durham and Florida. That's after Love, Laughter and Tangled Affairs from Mozart.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
Elmer Bernstein's The Great Escape, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra under Joel McNeely. And from Mozart, it's Curtain Up the Overture to The Marriage of Figaro. Christian Bender looking after Prague Sinfonia on Classic FM, 9 minutes past two. Delius for you and me to enjoy next this afternoon, who, before he started writing music and devoting his life to being a composer, he was managing an orange grove run by the family in Florida, mainly centred around the St. John's River. And he found himself, when he wasn't doing admin, inspired by lots of beautiful, bright landscapes and, of course, the wonderful balmy weather. But he wrote his Florida suite, taking up all those memories of the Sunshine State. He wrote it in Germany. This is By the River, part of the Florida Suite by Delius, and to play, the Ulster Orchestra and Vernon Handley.
Thank you.
Vernon Handley, conducting the Ulster Orchestra, Delius's Florida Suite, part of which we heard it was called By the River on Classic FM. And this Easter weekend, we cannot wait to see what you've been voting for as we reveal the Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025. And please be with us for the 4 days. We start on Good Friday, going through Saturday, Easter Sunday and Monday. It's your countdown of the nation's top 300 favourite pieces of classical music. No other chart like it anywhere in the universe. It's going to be fantastic. Every day across that weekend from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. beginning on Good Friday. And the whole Classic FM family is involved. Dan Walker kicks everything off on Friday morning at 9 a.m. Ali Jones will be here, Margarita Taylor, Zeb Soans, Lucy Coward, Sam Pittis, me. I shall be bothering you on Good Friday and Easter Monday as well. Good Friday, we start 9 a.m. And of course, the chart will be revealed online as we go along. What kind of year will Rachmaninoff have, I wonder?
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
Spring Song, composed by Frank Bridge. It was the Heath Quartet and alongside the cellist Sekou Kane-Mason. And Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, Martin James Bartlett, our pianist, and conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra was Joshua Weilerstein for the Andante Cantabile. Classic FM. So many rock musicians, including the lovely late John Lord, the founder and keyboard player of Deep Purple, have been lured by the siren song, if you like, of writing classical music. And Lord was a long-time classical fan. And when Durham University turned 175 back in 2007, the city wanted to celebrate in style and commissioned him to write a piece of music to crown the celebrations. And despite being unfamiliar with Durham, he was instantly struck with inspiration on his first visit to that ancient city. I remember interviewing him at the time when this album was released, and he said there's something about the space which is awe-inspiring, walking up through the old town to Palace Green and that astonishing cathedral. And this is how it all begins. Morning Dawn at the Cathedral from the Durham Concerto. What a delight to share that piece of music with you today. The opening to the Durham Concerto by John Lord, who, by the way, was one of the nicest guys I've ever had the privilege to interview. On cello, Matthew Barley, on violin, Ruth Palmer, and John Lord himself on Hammond organ, together with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic and Misha Damev conducting. And just had a text in from Liz Baker in Newcastle, who says, Anne-Marie, my first visit to the northeast, I arrived by train. I was just awestruck by the magnificence of Durham Cathedral. I've lived in the northeast nearly 40 years now, and I still so love Durham.
Join us for the Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025.
It's the biggest classical music chart in the world.
You've been voting for your favourite pieces of classical music.
And now we're counting them down. All Easter weekend.
Hear the greatest composers and the most iconic music.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 starts Friday morning at 9.
Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Ensemble 415 with the first movement of Sonata Number 2, the one in C by Al Bernoulli. And you heard it here on Classic FM. ¶¶
most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Thank you.
one of Tchaikovsky's melodies, Charlie Siem on violin with the Munich Radio Orchestra, and Tarrega's Memories of the Alhambra, played by guitarist Tibor Garcia, here on Classic FM. Thank you. the finale to the second piano concerto by composer Stefan Elmas, Howard Shelley, the pianist, together with the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra. Get the news and weather for you next on Classic FM, and then our Hall of Fame 3 at 3.
Classic FM.
The following message is brought to you by Airbnb.
Italy or Spain? That's a big decision I've got to make before our long-awaited family holiday in the summer. Of course, the weather should be gorgeous in both, but top of my list is lots of water activities to keep the children happy so I can simply relax and read a book. And while I'm away, I'm thinking about hosting my own home on Airbnb. In the past, when I've been busy travelling for work, I didn't always have the extra help to make hosting work. But now, with the new co-host network, it's easier than ever to get started. From managing reservations and handling the day-to-day tasks to welcoming guests, a co-host on Airbnb can do it all for you, which means I can fully relax and focus on turning the pages of my gripping beach read. Knowing your home and your guests are being looked after while you're away is a huge plus. Find a co-host at airbnb.co.uk/host.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
Octopus Energy. At Pension Bee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
Meet Sarah.
Hi there.
Sarah's pranked her car miles from home, and she's not sure if her insurance covers getting back. Thankfully, Sarah's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident and your car's not safe to drive, we'll get you safely home. You'll have your feet up in no time, Sarah.
Thank goodness.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk. Onward travel arrangements on comprehensive cover. Geographical restrictions apply.
Forks at the ready. This Easter, Lidl won't be beaten on price. On our luscious leg of lamb from £6.15 per kilo. Or XXL juicy joint of British beef from £5.65 per kilo. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
On sale from April 14th and price match in most major UK supermarkets until the 19th. Lidl.co.uk/spendless while stocks last.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £34 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
You can limbo. That's it.
With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom. Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed Spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock. The business secretary says he's delighted raw materials to keep furnaces burning at a British steel factory have arrived in the UK. The government took control of the plant in Scunthorpe from its Chinese owner at the weekend over fears they'd close it down. The materials arrived on two ships at the port of Immingham in Lincolnshire earlier. Charlotte Brompton-Childs from the GMB union has told Classic FM it's a big step forward.
It's certainly a huge relief. I mean, the intervention from the government on Saturday gave us all a bit of breathing room, but now to actually have the raw materials on site means I think everyone will sleep a bit sounder tonight.
A man's pleaded guilty to murdering two women and attempting to kill two others in a Christmas Day stabbing in Milton Keynes. Jaswell Brown attacked 38-year-old Joanne Pearson and Tona Grant, who was 24, at an address in Bletchley. The 49-year-old's lawyer says he's profoundly sorry. The head of the Unite Union has warned bin strikes could absolutely spread beyond Birmingham. The indefinite walkout is continuing after members voted to reject a new council pay offer yesterday. Ministers have urged the union to accept the deal, but Unite General Secretary Sharon Graham says they've failed to understand the dispute.
When you've got a situation where workers are faced with losing £8,000 in pay, when they're faced with that,